Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Marcus.
Coming to you live right from the lower level of the dungeon. We are here doing it on Ustream, doing it on Blog Talk Radio, also taping for other shows that are upcoming. You better get ready. I'm be hot and heavy. I got something to talk about today. I want to talk about some stuff. I want to talk about some real talk. I want to talk about some things that we need to talk about. We really do. It's some things that we need to talk about, and it's time to get this black, white, you people issue out of the way. And it's time to do it right now. It's no time to delay. It's no time to hold back. This is not going to be for the faint and heart. It's not going to be for those that just can't stand talking about racism, because it's alive and well in America, and we need to face it. We need to recognize that it is here, whether we like it or not. Let's talk about this thing. We're going to talk about, wake up, black people and white people and you people. Who is the you people? Where'd they come from? Oh, that's everybody else outside of the race of black and white, because it tends to be a tendency here in America where we are arguing and we are fussing and fighting over the you people, but yet it really boils down to a black and white issue. We have looked up over the last several weeks and we've saw young black men being shot by police, and we've watched police being shot by young black men and young white men. And my question to you this evening is, what is going on? When are we going to wake up? When are we going to understand that it is not a black and white issue? It's not a you people issue. The We are all people. We all live together. We must learn to live together, whether you like it or not. I'm here, you here. Let's deal with it. Let's deal with it. Something is wrong anytime we start seeing such adverse behavior amongst our people. I was sitting back, I was listening to some stuff today, and do you realize, and I tell people this all the time, I don't worry so much about white folks. And yes, I am black. I don't worry about white folks. I don't worry about y'all. For the simple fact that I don't see too many white folks breaking into my home. I don't see too many white people sitting back and coming down and causing the disturbances in the inner city. And I'm not taking up for nobody, because I don't see too many black folks going out in white neighborhoods causing too much disturbance either. Because, you know, we're scared to go cross certain boundaries. So it's time out for this foolishness and all this garbage and mess that we are exploiting upon our children to falsify and to validify the reason why we are here. Let's just tell kids the truth. Let them know that we are all one. How many white folks actually are scared of black folks? Because I get scared of overseeing my own people. And I'm going to tell you something. I found out something today. Black folks get more scared of black folks than they do white folks. Because when they stand before white folks, they get all sadiddy. Their language changes. Their body English changes. Everything changes when we get around white folks. Now, I can understand your grammatical structure may change, but I don't understand when we sit back and we allow the very substance of who we are to change. See, because I'm going to sell myself, be myself, regardless to whoever is here. Dr. Sarah, I want to say hi to you on the phone. She's going to call in, get right with the program. I love it. I love it. You know, there's a big myth. Just like I've been looking at this tape. I've been looking at every one of them tapes over and over and over again. And I'm going to start off down in Ferguson, because there's a bunch of bullshit going on down there. It's a bunch of BS, and I'm going to tell you why. This is one reason why. First of all, this thing didn't just start happening. Second of all, if you look at the tape, this boy had just come out of a party store stealing, walking up the street with his buddy, and the police said, "Would you please get out the street?" He didn't put it quite that polite, because, you know, white folks always got to sit back. You're going to do some things that's kind of out of the norm. And the next thing I knew, they said that the two boys said they weren't going to get off the street because they didn't have that far to go, and they took off running. And I looked up, and here comes my boy, Mr. Brown, had to turn around. And I'm starting to ask myself, was he high? Now, they done gave you the warning. They done told you that what their intent is. They done asked you to get off the street. I don't give a damn about the language, because we talk to our own people. How many times you be sitting back at the party store, and how do you greet each other? What's up, nigga? What's up, dog? How many times have I heard women calling each other bitches and hoes as a greeting? But we're so word sensitive now. Everything is so sensitive to where we sit back and get all willy nilly over the first thing somebody say, and we get ticked off. We get tricked out. And it's time out for the garbage. You know, I was looking at folks today who legitimately had a real reason to run for their lives as they were over there in Tanzania, and these little terrorists were sitting there taking over a mall or a museum. And when the people came to rescue them, I watched them white folks running, and they was running for dear life. I watched the U.S. Embassy close itself down, and these aren't black folks just terrorizing you. It's the you people. It's the you people. It's all of them people that you allowing to come in because you are so busy worried about the black folks to where you can't see that the you people are trying to take over the very country that you say that you have the structural system that you have built in your own design to sit back so that you could rule and you could feel so inferior. Well, I have white friends. I have black friends. I have Chinese, Mexican, all nationalities, because to me, we all people. There is no such thing. I don't look at the color of your skin. I look at how you're treating me and what is your behavior. If there is no harm, there is no foul. Let's just keep it real. I'll invite white folks to my house. I invite Chinese, Mexican. I don't care. Because I got a less chance of them coming in and ripping me off than anybody else. And folks want you to be all sympathetic because we black. Now, hold on, black folks. Let's get out of this, because if we were really so concerned about the well-being of our people, we would get the 90-something percent of black-on-black crime out of our community. If we were so concerned, we would sit back and we would put a barrier up on those that are selling illicit drugs and human trafficking our little baby girls, if we were so concerned. But we want to always blame the white folks. White folks ain't got you out there standing on no corner with a 40 and a blunt listening to all this music with your pants hanging down. White folks don't have you sitting back with an education that is 55% where everybody else is up under the 20% range. And then white folks, quit blaming the black folks for what you started and put into their minds, and now you got a mindset perpetrated and growing, and you're creating a monster that you really don't understand. Let's quit playing the games and quit all this BSing around with each other, quit pussyfooting and acting like prejudice doesn't exist in America, because it does. We saw college students just last week sitting back, going through their shenanigans, playing their little silly games, and singing the nigger song. That's what it was, the nigger song. And I'm not afraid to sit back and tell you it was the nigger song. Forget the N-word. We act as if we have never heard the N-word. White folks is running around calling each other niggers now. What's up, nigger? So I get happy. And then y'all run around, you want to get involved with our rap, you want to get involved with our women, but we are such a bad people and you in such fear, but you come down here and you solicit sex. You come down here and you want to buy drugs. You come down here and you want to hang out. You ain't that scared. And I'm tired. I'm tired of all this perpetrating the fraud that everybody is perpetrating and trying to act as if it's all good. Everybody's all hunky-dory. And then we sit back and we listen to all this stuff on mainstream news, and you got prejudiced folks over here, and they saying stuff that's just crazy. And we be running off with it. And it come from the black side, the white side. Everybody's got some issue. But like Rodney King said before he died, can't we all just get along? Do we understand the meaning of being able to get along as a society? This is the 21st century. We are not in the caveman tribal days, B.C., before Christ. We should know better, but we don't act better. We act as if we have gotten dumb, crazy, stupid, and blind to the realities. First of all, I don't put myself in harm's danger. I don't care what neighborhood it is. I got the KKK over here, and I got the poor brother over there. I was talking to my in-house doctor just yesterday, and he's giving up his practice, and he was making house calls. He's giving up his practice because there's too much adversity. There's too much hang-up. People are stuck in a bag. We have a rut, and folks get mad when you sit back and call them out and tell them it's time out for the foolishness. Start going and looking in the mirror and finding out, look, this is just skin. This is skin. If I cut you and you cut me, whatever color you are, it's all coming out red. Blood. We don't call blood. That's black blood. Oh, no, I take that back. Some of y'all don't want black blood. I've seen people that will sit back and go to the hospital. Your little baby be dying, and the black blood is the only thing that can save them. And you will sit back and say, I don't want no black blood. Let them die. We need to be charging you with murder. Homicide, because you're crazy. You're crazy. Something wrong in your DNA. Even your own folk, white folk, have determined that we all come from black blood. You just a lighter shade only because of where you went, and your pigmentation didn't have to handle the heat anymore. So if, when you went up in the mountains, you turned white. That's why when you look around right now, you see all them white women with all these butts and lips. And it ain't all Botox, because the average person can't afford the Botox treatment every single week. No, this is just the natural state of who you are. We're all black. And whether we like it or not, we might as well face up to it, because that's exactly what it is. It is what it is. And then stop putting it on your children and bringing your children into our mess. We are so hung up with what happened 400 years ago to where we don't understand it's 2015. It's time to make a new beginning and start getting along. Dr. Sarah, good afternoon, good evening. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Dr. Sarah, black folk, yeah. White folk, let me ask you this, and I want you to be honest with us. I want you to tell me the truth on this one. Who do you have more fear of when you walk out your house, that white person or that black brother that's standing on the corner?
Brother on the corner.
If that's what I'm talking about. That's real talk.
I mean, sad to
say. I'm more afraid. You know what? I seen some people. I went to the store this morning, and I just went in casually doing my thing, and I looked up, and I asked a simple question. The brother looked at me like I came from some kind of black hole. And I sat back and said, what's wrong with this Negro here?
Mm-hmm.
Asked a simple question. And couldn't get a decent answer.
But you know what I have found, Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And when I leave out today, and you can look at some people, and they're like, they're ready, you know. And I know I have to have the anointing on me, because I'll look at them and I'll find some kind of way to say something to them first. Okay, positive. Good morning. If I can find some kind of trap, you know, you might get a grumble, but I can make them laugh, get a little smile, get a little nudge, because it leaves that edge there to find some common ground. And you know, it's a truism that hurting people hurt other people. And we have a lot of people out here, brother, that are hurting. And they don't know anything but negativity. And one of, you know, on Facebook, when I start, you know, I call it my lane. I'm staying in my lane. I'm posting positive stuff all day long. And, you know, sometimes people respond. So, you know, I'm getting quite a few more responses because, and I said, can we just put it within ourselves not to judge and not to talk about anybody today? Can we just post things that are uplifting? And I post them, and I tell them I love them. And this is including my family. Don't nobody tell me they love me back. But if you ask them, bro, they gonna say they love everybody. I love everybody except you is what they don't say up under their breath. But we have to be the change. Do that make any sense? We have to be the change, and it's not easy. Because sometimes I don't feel, you know, when I go out and I have to shake it off because, you know, I feel full of hell like they do. But I have to shake it off because that negative energy is so out here. You know, if you looked at, if you got 10 people, 8 of them are super, you know, they negative from the mild to the highest. And you know, it's everything that we have within us to try to hold on and maintain our sanity. And I can't let anybody change me less. And, you know, and every now and then I fail. But I dust myself off, I seek forgiveness, and I start it again. But it's rough out here. It's rough.
It's rough, Dr. Sarah, and I admit, I have to say it is rough. We live in a jungle. Let's face the fact. We are living in a jungle, but we make this jungle. This jungle, it don't have to be as rough as it is. Like I say, I get more opposition from my own people, and if my people really understood. See, it says that my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. If my people would sit back and stop listening to what everybody else is trying to put up on them and turn to me, then I will be with them. And I'm paraphrasing that for those that don't read the word, because that's really simple in a nutshell what it's saying to you. That's what it's saying to us. Stop sitting back and getting caught up in the okey-doke of mainstream media, because I am convinced they are on a crusade to divide and conquer the black, the white, and now we got the you people, the terrorists. We complaining about immigrants. We're complaining about everything except for addressing the real issue. What is the real issue? The issue is this. We have sat back and we have fallen short. We have fallen short. We are missing the mark. Come on back in here, Dr. Sarah.
We done missed the mark. You say we missing the mark? We done missed the mark, brother. We done shot past the mark. We ain't got so far out there. We got it was a mark. But, you know, it's each one teach one. We have to be the change that we want to see that happens in the universe. You know, we the remnant. We have to, you know, you have to reach deep inside yourself, bro. You know, because like I said, you can go to the grocery store. I went to the store feeling good. I go in the store, getting ready to check out. The cashier got a scowl on her face. Lord, please don't ask to... Did she bring that up twice? You know, I have seen cashiers, you know, and you leave out of the store in a tizzy, just like that. So we really have to be extra prayed up and fortified when we go there. So I try to make it a habit to speak to people. And my children say, Mama, you'll talk to a dead dog. Yeah. You know, and I like to speak to the people who look like they don't want nobody to speak to them. I try to find some kind of way. If it's, excuse me, can I ask you, you know, just anything to start some dialogue. The minute it becomes easy. And, you know, we lose that human touch from watching all this TV. And all television is about violence. When you look at those reality shows, it's all negative. It's about talking about people, tearing people down. It's nothing on TV that, can you name, I don't watch TV. I had to stop in 2009 because I had became so depressed. And, you know, just a mean spirit in me. And, you know, I've been, you know, I just don't know. So can you think of anything on TV that's positive and uplifting?
Well, I tell you, you know what, I can think of several things, and I keep telling folks, y'all need to start, we need to start watching C-SPAN. We need to start teaching our children to watch these documentaries and show them that the world is a big, vast place, not full of a lot of hang-ups, because these problems are everywhere. They're not just here. Like I said, what the world has done and what people in the world do is they take a thing and they run with it. And we are feeding ourselves a bunch of junk. I'm already sitting here. I am looking right now. Folks have already started talking about they're looking for the Empire Countdown. Now, see, the Empire Countdown ain't paying me. It's not going to make my gas, my light bill, my electricity bill go away.
Wow.
It's not going to sit
back. Have you ever watched Empire?
Yes. Yes, I have. And I watch it, and I laugh.
Wow.
I mean, I watch it, and I laugh because I sit back and I say, now, see, this is what people perpetrate on us. And, see, white America is good at this. They know what we want. And then they go get a black person to write it because the black person wants the money. And they'll sit back, and they'll throw anything out there. That's one thing I can't say about Dr. Bill Cosby. He didn't put no junk on TV.
Right.
He was uplifting.
Yeah.
Fred Sanford, Sanford and Son. As much as Fred Sanford ran in the rave, Fred Sanford was on point. We don't see no shows like that because now everything is so reality-based, as they say, and we know it's so scripted to where we know we don't act. Most of us don't act like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because most folks just want to try to get to the next level and try to sit back and be happy. And we can't even do that because we got folks stealing our glory. And I'm telling you, it ain't the white folks that's trying to steal it. It's the black folks.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing the white folks is trying to do is to keep you from learning their system because they know you a double threat.
Okay.
That's the only thing they trying to do. I got to keep them from learning this system like they tried to keep us from learning how to read and write.
Right.
Because they knew if we learned how to read and write, we would start going back to our intellect and know the power that we had. And now
the
only weapon they can use is to try to use media and mainstream talk shows to show us in the worst possible way that they can because they know we love that little drama stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time that we took our kids to the zoo, to the museum, took them and showed them an art exhibit? When was the last time we exposed our children to jazz music? When was the last time we sat back and did something that was really positive and made a difference to our children? And we wonder why they act the way they do. And then, you know, something else, Dr. Sarah, most of our young people, they're really not hung up on the racial game like we are. They really don't care if you black, blue, brown, Chinese, Japanese, whatever. I can get along with you just as long as you don't step into my space the wrong way.
Right.
And that's
it's a learned behavior. Really, it's really from you know, people speaking blame. You know, when the blame game come in there, because if that was the case, the Europeans wouldn't be getting our money like this.
Yeah.
How many billions of dollars that we spend every year? They wouldn't be getting our money if we, you know, so that's a fallacy to talk that. And all those who's talking that, everything they get per near came from the people they claim they hate. That's crazy.
Now watch this. I'm going to throw a bug in everybody's ear. I want to throw a bug in everybody's ear right now. And I'm going to see how many people is really honest with themselves. Because this is what it's going to boil down to. Are you really honest with yourself? If you have bad credit, you are looking to have inaccuracies. If you're looking to have judgments, repossessions, foreclosures removed permanently, please contact attorneycreditrepair.com. Tell them that Dr. Sarah or myself, Les Jackson, referred you. Let them know it's time for us to step up. The world is revolving around the dollar bill, y'all. Let me tell you something. Even little kids have stepped up their game. They ain't asking for 25 cents no more. They want dollars. See, they have learned already that economics, the cost of living done went up. That same 25 cent that the so-called tooth fairy put up under my bed has now become $10. But see, I'm still back in the past, so I'm still trying to throw the 25 cent up under the pillow, and my kids looking at me as if to say, hold on, wait here. Is that all that the tooth fairy can leave me? Because we done already told them ain't no tooth fairy. So now we done took and robbing them of their joy, because they might have accepted the 25 cent if they thought the tooth fairy was bringing it. Come on
in
here.
But, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. You brought up two valid points. But, you know, quarters and nickels and dimes and pennies, you have to research that on the Internet. Past a certain date, they have value. So we have to watch those quarters that we're giving away now, because we may be giving away, you know, some serious money, silver.
True.
But, you know, but what you were talking about, the people getting their credit restored, this is really powerful this information that we have so freely to share with everybody with. And one of the things that people really I've ran into, and I'm sure you have two people who have student loans. Mm-hmm. And if you have a student loan, do you know you're not getting nothing?
Right.
And this service is so awesome that it helped people get back on track with their student loans. And, you know, that'll take a lot of pressure off of people. I think, you know, I'm feeling like if people, we got to get this word out here, Les, and go on a campaign to help people back to their financial health. You know that? Because, you know, a lot of this over, because when you owe a student loan and you had a foreclosure or repossession, you can't get nothing. You know?
But who do we blame? Who do you blame? What do you hear? When people can't get it, when they done tore themselves up from the flow up, as we say, what do we always hear? This is another plot of the white man. The government is against me. No, it's time for you to get your house in order. It don't say let the government get your house in order. It don't say let the white man, the blue man, or any other man get your house in order. It say you put your house in order. So that's why credit restoring is so valuable, because we don't even understand the basics that the whole world, the United States is broke. All these countries are broke, and they're giving IOUs around as if they're playing with monopoly money, but we too naive to understand these folks ain't giving up no real cash. It's virtual money.
Right.
And it goes from one end to the other end to the next end. If everybody was to cash in from all these countries on the IOUs, everybody, the whole world would fall apart.
Wow.
And we don't understand that. Just like I tell all of our people, white and black, because let me tell you something, it's just as many, if not more, poor white folks as there are black folks. Don't you think that all white folks are so privileged? It doesn't work that way. The same numbers that you see in the black community that are privileged, that make it over, it's about the same percentage of white folks when you put all the white folks together. The only race that has done something different here in America, and you better watch them, them Asians make more money than all of us do.
What you said? What you said?
They make more money than all of us, white and black. And if we're not careful, them Mexicans is right behind them. So while we're worried about white and black, you better worry about all the outside forces. Because
right.
It's the you people that we need to be afraid of. Because we are all the people that were brought here. We are the people that sat back and came here. We worked on this thing in America, and this is what I want white folks to understand. America was built on both races. If it wasn't for us being slaves, half the things, most of the things that you have right now, you wouldn't enjoy. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for y'all with the brain power and the money to implement the program, America wouldn't be the powerhouse that she is. So we all work hand in hand, whether we like it or not. One hand going to wash the other one, so we might as well learn and face the facts that we're all people at the end of the day. I lay down in the bed, you lay down in the bed. I take my clothes off, I got to unzip the zipper and unbutton the button.
Mm-hmm.
When a woman take her dress off or her pants off, she got to take that dress off and do the same thing, white, black, whatever. It all comes off the same way, but we tend to put so much emphasis on these races to where we sitting back and getting fog. The whole world, the sun can't even shine as bright as it is in front of my face right now, and I almost got to put my sunglasses on, but it can't shine because we holding it back.
Mm-hmm.
Then we wonder, why is it global warming? It's not global warming because of ozone layers. It's global warming because God is letting you know the earth is getting tired of your mess, and I'm going to have to bring it to an end if you can't control it. Uh-oh. But it ain't a white. It ain't a black. It's not a blue. It's not a brown issue. I just want everybody to wake up. Wake up and start smelling the coffee. Dr. Sarah, give us the last words. We got about 7 minutes. Go ahead.
Oh, wow. Let's, you know, you know, I guess it's the golden rule, is to do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Oh,
and
my goodness, you hit some fire right there. Say that one again.
And do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And to this I add, in same or similar circumstances. If you see somebody sitting in a room and people are eating, and that person isn't eating, and you observe, you know, they, you know, because they buying the food, then something is going on. And wouldn't it be a kind thing to just take something over there to them and say, hey, you know, and sit down and just start a conversation, start and bless a person. If you see somebody wearing same clothes over and over, rather than talk about them, why not take them shopping or bring them some things and just give it to them and say, well, do you know anybody that could use this? Or, you know, just reach out or put something in their hand. Do something instead of talking.
Oh, Dr. Sherry, you know what? You brought up something. You just said something. Let me jump. I got to jump in here on this. I got to tell y'all something real quick.
Yeah.
And this amazes me. It amazes me. We talk about how much the white man is against us.
Yeah.
And we talk about all the stuff that the white man do against us. Let me tell you, I say that 95, if not more, of a percentage of people are good people of whatever color. And
yeah.
I can't understand. Now, we don't complain when them white folks coming down here volunteering and doing all the work that they do in the community, because every time I sit back, I don't see that many blacks volunteering anything. But we the first ones to sit back and start crying and complaining over foolishness.
Okay.
Like I said, if you want to complain, complain. Let us start complaining about this 97% of black-on-black crime. Quit worrying about them white folks. They don't live near you. They done moved into their little community, you and your community, but we letting our community just go to hell, and they sitting back trying to get over. How do we expect people to sit back and to respect us if we going to sit back and let our own neighborhoods go down? Come on back in here, Dr. Sarah. We got 3 minutes.
That's, you know, now that would really get on my nerves is that a baby can get shot, a woman, a senior, get shot in the community, and no one become outraged. But a thug gets shot, and
that's
everybody
right.
up in an uproar. I don't understand it.
No,
little
I understand it. I understand exactly what it is. It's that weakness. It's that weakness that we tend to show. See, we're so busy trying to blame other folks for our own insufficiencies to where we'll allow our own, we'll sit back, and we just devastate our own and want to blame it on somebody else. And that's the truth.
That's, yeah.
I hate to say it, but
that's
the truth.
That's the truth.
Because, see, like I said, them white folks, they got a big drug problem out there. They popping too many pills. But you don't see pill poppers coming down into the hood or robbing you. They be out there doing some crazy stuff. They own little crazy madness.
Right.
And you will see it. So it's a universal problem. Everybody got a problem. It's how do we overcome our problem? And we will not overcome a doggone thing if we don't learn that we all in this thing together. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what denomination you are. We are all people at the end of the day. Dr. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to get out of here before
they
cut us off today.
Okay.
I'm going to get out of here before they cut us off. Dr. Sarah Show, come on, put in a plug real quick because you come on tonight
at 10 p.m. Central, Block Talk Radio, call in number 646-727-2193, and it's the Save Our Whole Lives Show with your Iman Sarah, and my guest tonight will be Les Jackson, yours truly.
Uh-oh, I'm going to be the guest tonight. So you know it's going to be hot. It's going to be heavy. I can't wait. I am so happy. I'm elated because I really want to see, because I have not went into the archives. I have not previewed, reviewed.